Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The American people and businesses are a step closer to receiving coronavirus relief aid from the government. The House of Representatives and Senate passed a massive year-end bill that includes both a $900 billion coronavirus aid package as well as $1.4 trillion in annual government spending. The measure was approved before midnight's deadline expired to keep the U.S. government funded. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill in the coming days. President-elect Joe Biden praised the bipartisan spirit that produced the measure, which he called just the beginning. One of the main components of the coronavirus aid bill is $600 direct payments to most people. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said millions of Americans could begin seeing stimulus payments as soon as next week. U.S. officials are considering a requirement for all travelers from Britain to offer proof they have tested negative for COVID-19. News outlets say the White House Coronavirus Task Force met Monday and discussed crafting a rule that passengers prove that they have taken a negative test within 48 or 72 hours before leaving Britain. The proposed rule comes as more than 40 countries have suspended travelers from Britain in response to a dramatic rise in infections because of a new strain of COVID-19 sweeping across southern Britain. The U.S. has not restricted flights from Britain. However, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said he has asked airlines flying into the state from Britain to make all passengers take a COVID-19 test before they get on the plane. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and his wife Jill received a COVID-19 vaccination on television Monday to convince Americans that the inoculations are safe as the country surpassed 18 million confirmed coronavirus cases. Monday also brought the arrival of a vaccine produced by Moderna to two sites across the country. The priority for the mass vaccination campaign is frontline health workers and those in nursing homes. President Trump, who was hospitalized with the coronavirus in October, has not said when he intends to get the vaccination. South African health officials say a new variant of the COVID-19 virus is driving up the number of new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Officials said Monday the variant appears to be more infectious than the original virus. South African scientists are trying to determine if approved vaccines against COVID-19 will protect against the new strain, which is different from the one detected in Britain. The new surge in coronavirus cases prompted South African government to impose tighter lockdown restrictions, including closing beaches. A U.S. senator said Monday that hackers who breached U.S. government agencies compromised dozens of Treasury Department email accounts, including those used by the department's top officials. Senator Ron Wyden provided the details in a statement after the Internal Revenue Service and Treasury Department briefed the Senate Finance Committee on the matter. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told the cable news network CNBC Monday that there has been no change, nor have we seen any large amounts of information displaced. Cybersecurity experts have said the breach began early this year when the hackers inserted malware into a software update for a product that many companies use to monitor their networks. The malware gave the hackers remote access to the affected networks. And Pakistan on Monday cautioned rival India against any military aggression, saying it could spiral into a mutually destructive final battle between the nuclear-armed South Asian neighbors. The warning by the Pakistan Interior Minister comes a day after his government formally alleged in a letter to the United Nations that New Delhi was planning to stage a cross-border attack. The Indian government has not commented on Pakistani charges that it was plotting a military assault against the country. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.